Simon Tov Mem Zayin. We're holding Sif Hey. Hold the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Gimel. Okay, so the situation over here was a case of you have salted fish, which you soak in water and Pesach in the Kli, which is Chametz. So he says you should be Machmer because it's going to be absorbing from the Kli a little bit of time. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel. The Maim Pesach. But if it's soaked in before Pesach, so you had dogim, which are maluchim, soaking in water in a kli of chametz, so it'll be butter before Pesach. Why? Af im hoya bekli ben yomai mibliyas chametz tohotzerenu. It's cold, so since it's cold, it doesn't absorb. Even if the kli, which the chametz of the kli was a ben yarmut, Elamai, what you're going to tell me that since it's going to sit in 24 hours in the kli, kavash is kemavushal and it's not absorbing from the kli. By the time it's kavash kemavushal, the bli in the wall is pogum, so it goes in before Pesach is pogum. So therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Now. That's all assuming that it takes 24 hours to absorb. So we say, well, listen, right now the kli, even if it's a ben yomai, by the time it starts absorbing, it won't be a ben yomai anymore. But what about according to the shita, which says when you're dealing with melicha, meluach, so the time it takes to absorb is much less than 24 hours, it's 18 minutes. So then already, if the kli is a ben yomai, it's 18 minutes, it's absorbing time from a kli. Which is a ben yomo before Pesach. No, va'avol dasa machmirim b'sif katan kaidim the betzir hayotzei ayirei malicha nechshav kekabush af bisman muot. The liquid which comes out due to the salting process gives it a din of kavush that's considered kavush kemavushal af bisman muot in a short period of time in 18 minutes. So that's talking about that. That's the liquid over there is the tzir, is this salty juice which comes out through the salting. So it has a very strong salt flavor in it. So it's considered kavash kemavushal in a period of 18 minutes. But over here, you took salty fish and you soaked it in plain water. So any salty brine that there is coming out of the fish is now diluted and weakened in the water which is there, and therefore the there's no problem of kavash kemavushal in a short period of time. It's only 24 hours, but then the kli is on a binyam. So that's before Pesach. So nu Pesach itself, what's the difference? Mukavakam be Pesach gufa, but on Pesach itself, the isurai bechol shehu. But Pesach itself, which then the isur is bechol shehu. Machmir afilu shoras man muat. Then we are machmir, even if it sat for a short period of time. The Rosh Hashanah learns the case over here was that it was less than 24 hours. So we're going to add a few chumras together. We're going to say, even though I told you that the water weakens the kayach of the salty brine which is in the fish, which comes out into the water, that's talking about it would not enable a large scale blia. But to enable a blia of a mashahu in a minute amount, it could. That much of the power of the salt will still accomplish. And in Pesach, it asks b'mashahu. The sharpness of the saltiness will allow to absorb at least a little bit. Weinbergen of Ramesh Besad of the dog and Maluchim Shkar and Herring Shriyosin Shriyosin Azim V'chazokim Heim V'nemayim V'atlam Kechet. So even when you soak them in water, they remain with their sharpness, and the water doesn't break the sharpness of the brine. Okay, and I feel him how you shrim cut him a pesach b'kli chametz yeshahak v'lechachila shalalocha. So here we have a problem already before Pesach. So if the kli is a ben yomo, so the flavor goes in as a ben yomo, And it's not just a mashu, it's a real flavor. So it's not going to be built up before Pesach. So now you can't use that kli. Sorry, you can't use that fish which absorbed the flavor of the chametz on Pesach. Then he said, Dogim Aluchim, Yeshla Hachmir. If they were soaked on Pesach, so you can't eat that fish. Mem Dal, Yeshla Hachmir, Hainu Madogim Aluchim, we're talking about shakar and herring. It's a salty fish. Meneshu Maluch Harbi, it's very salty. Filo Hakli and a Benyamo, even if the Kli is on a Benyamo, which is your vast majority of cases on Pesach, by the time you get to the Kli on Pesach, it's on a Benyomo. So it'll absorb in the flavor. He says, you should know, but v'chol zeh, hu rak l'kadchila. Excuse me. There is a case of a Bidi Evid. We'll argue that there are different possibilities to argument to argue that it's not, you know, it's not, the seer is not really strong enough to make it into it absorbs right away, and it all absorbs later on. It's not a binyama, it goes in as a pogum. We discussed that, we said there is a sheet that's called pogum, it's not a problem in Pesach. So you combine all the different sheets in the Bidi Evid, and it'll be mutter Bidi Evid. So, but if you soak it on Pesach, we're worried that it'll absorb from the plitas that can, and that which the kli is spewing forth into the liquid, the flavor which is embedded in the walls of the kli. Okay. Now, plitas kalim. Mash with im shoru b'kli. I have the gears of Yom Tov. Okay. Shori, Ben Lochus, the Piru Chomesh, Besech HaMelech. In other words, the issue over here is just that which is absorbed into the walls. So we're worried about. We're not worried about maybe the, before we discussed, we're worried about maybe there was some granules of Chomets in the salt. That we're not worried about. I don't know how to read all the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Mashadim Shoro Bechli Yom Tov. If you did soak it on Yom Tov, if you soak it on Chol Moed, is any different?
Bechlei Yom
Tov. Right. So it means the Kelim of Yom Tov.
Yom Tov Pesach.
So that's a good idea, maybe, too. That's a good idea. So there is two issues over here. I guess the issue of the kli chametz that has something absorbed in the walls. Let's say you use pesach kalim, so there's no problem with chametz in the walls. The problem is maybe there's some chametz mixed into the salt. We're not worried about that. Okay, that's a good shot. Thank you, Zvi. Okay, so now v'yesh kolkem amachmir. Now the positioning of the Ramah is strange. Because remember, we're coming straight off the din of a halacha that the Mechaber said, you're machmer by dogim maluchim. So the Ramah said, well, I'm machmer. Yeah, I said you're machmer. So Ramah's going back on the first din. You have dry meat and cheese, which were salted before Pesach, and you weren't careful to make sure that they didn't, to check the salt if there was any chametz in it. So the Mechaber said it's mutter, and now you can eat it on Pesach. We're not sure that maybe there was some chametz there with the salt, and then when he salted it, these foodstuffs, the meat, the fish, the cheese, absorbed the flavor of the chametz through the medium of the salt. We're not worried about that possibility. So that's what the Mechaber said. So it's mutter. So you can eat it on Pesach. And the Ramah says that some people argue and are machmer. Mem vav. They go back on the beginning of the sif, where we Mechaber said that the cheese, the meat, and the fish, which have been salted, are mutter. We're not worried about maybe there was some chametz mixed in with the salt. Comes this and says some people disagree on our machmir. But time after these battle, cut him a pesach. Because part of your argument is that even if there was salt there, the salt would be nisbatel. Even if there's chametz there, chametz is minimal enough that it would be nisbatel. The answer is that's not so, because once Pesach comes, it's chazim aneir. Now we only said dinim chazim aneir before on an item itself, right? Not on the tam. Not on flavor. So we have to say, we're afraid maybe there's actual chametz there still. So the Ramah says, and the Ramah said, in these places around where the Ramah lives, the minhag is the machmer. We don't eat gvinas, dogim, and basar. Which have been. Salted before Pesach. Shlach mem zan shlach lagvinus. Matam and neshul and izru libdeich abelach mechametz b'shasayis. So they don't check to see if there's any chametz mixed into the salt. Feel him kavushim b'chay yam. Even if they're so soaking in, they're being salted down in the Pesach the kekelim. So there's no problem of chametz mixed in right now. But the problem is we didn't check the salt. I mean, you made it originally. So he said the case of Gvina, Dogim, Ubasar Yavish. Mem Ches. Bechein, Basar, Meluach, Mechadosh, Kegavna. Salted fish, meat, which has just been salted recently. Similar, we're talking about other types of foods which can be salted or put in brine, soaked. Urgakis, that's cucumbers. Ukuruv, which is kraut. Chikar in the kraut. Velimin, that's kraut, that's that. Velimin is and lemons, I guess. Imloy nizru believe the kamelach mechametz b'shas asiyos in the term shal lochle chutz miyam tevar and shal pesach. So if the person did not check the salt, make sure there's nothing else mixed into it, that no grains mixed into it, we're knowing not to eat those things which are made, with the exception of Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach, that some people make well on the last day of Pesach. So, Shachar Tzion says in Nun Ches, means this. Here we're dealing with a unknown chashash. So it's really a chumra. It's mamash a chumra. We don't know that there was anything mixed in with the salt. Yes, we didn't check the salt. We don't know. It's a possibility. So say, you know what, be machmer, don't take a chance. Maybe there's some chametz mixed in with the salt, and now it's kovish together with it. So you say, you know what, come last day, Pesach, suffer the rabban lakula, and, you can eat it. That's like, but in the case where it was kovish in a kli, that halacha we said before, the case where they're soaked in kli chametz, our minhag is to be machmer, that would apply even the last day. In other words, that's more than an issue of just a suffix. Okay. I'm not sure I recall how far we got in the Ramah, because we decided at some point in time just to stop because there's too much information. Then the Ramah is like this. The last line of the Ramah in this page, page 48. Avim hedichu habosar shalosh pomim karen pesat noigin lochle. So we said over here that we're machmer, since they didn't check the salt, it's possible some chametz got mixed in. and we don't eat that meat which is salted with chametz salt or unchecked salt, we don't eat it on Pesach. He says, but if you soak the, if you wash, rinse off the meat three times, then the minhag is yes to eat it. So the mishabur mem test hidichoy. So what exactly does washing it off mean? Hanoshav sheif b'yad l'hosar nidvik b'hem. Person rubs with his hand and removes anything which is attached to the crust. So any salt which is remained attached to the crust, and therefore any chametz which was possibly mixed in with the salt, which remained attached to the crust, is going to be removed. So you do soak it, you soak it in the river, you soak it in the Kli Pesach, and you change the water three times, the Shabbos says. I'm in mem test. You should not use kli chametz. So you're washing off the meat. Habasu yavesh, which was made into a, it was salted and dried. Or it was just salted right now, and it hasn't dried out yet. Or you didn't dry it out yet. You just salted it right now from salt which has not been checked. So that's mutter. Now, why are we more makel by basar than we're makel by cheese? Because there's a rule in Yerideya, anytime you have to rely on washing, it's only mutter if you wash it, because we're not matter you to eat based on washing unless it's a type of a food which you normally wash. If it's the type of food you normally wash, nothing to do with kashrus issues, just because that's how you eat it, that's how you prepare it, so we can feel convinced that you're going to remember to wash it. So when you wash it, now you take care of the kashrus problem also. In a case where the derech is not to wash it normally, and now we say, well, but you can take care of your kashrus problem by washing it, we're afraid he might forget to wash it. So we said, I'm sorry, you can't rely on washing and be matzah that way. So meat normally before in the preparation, in the process of preparation of the meat, washing was a normal thing they would do to the meat. So therefore, you're allowed to rely on the heter based on the fact that you're going to wash it, because that was normal to do. Shel darkam lodeach. And this meat was, the derech was they would wash it off. Chin dogim beishim, the same thing with in the case of the salted fish, since you don't usually wash off herring. The person takes open the cans of herring and eats the herring. Right? So I'll wash it. I'll wash it. We're worried you're going to forget. But a dog which is so salted to the point it's not really so edible, yeah, you're going to rinse it off first. So if it's talking yavashim, they've been salted to the point that it dries them out. It means the amount of liquid which is left is minimal enough that it can be preserved for a long period of time. They would make a beef jerky. They make a fish jerky. Right? It's salted to the point. So that was so salty, you couldn't eat it. When they wanted to eat it, they would soak it again in water to remove some of the saltiness. And that would allow them to make it edible. So you can rely on the fact that the person is going to wash it. But in case if it's still wet, it means it hasn't dried out. I mean, that was a whole different process. Herring is also salted. It's pretty salty, but it's not inedible. So over there, you can't assume the person is going to wash it. For the rest of even if you plan to wash it, it's also she'ele and dark on the tem of the docha. If you're going to yishkach, will you dip? Afraid you might forget and not wash. Okay. When times are how you royal hokel, balaxin. So the lax apparently was a type of a fish called lax. Maybe it means our salmon or laxin. Something like that. But you always would wash it. And herring, these things the derech was, they would wash them before they eat them. It should be mut. Even when you're lying on a dock, you don't eat. And we're going way beyond the chumrah of the Ramah. The Ramah came along and said, if you're Madiach, it's mutter. Anything was normal to Madiach. Well, it was normal to Madiach, these things, because they were so salty. No, we're Machmer. Chutz, but the truth is, you know, Mimikra din, that's a chumrah, that's mamash chumrah, it's not a din. It's not a chumrah, we don't pass like that. So Mimikra din, a person can be makel, like the Rambam said before, in a case where it's, in a case where you wash it off with being mishavt of it, rubbing it, etc., remove anything that's attached, that's going to be mutter.
Washing off is meant to remove
possible comment
that came from the salt.
Correct. Aikoso shekol dar makvushim can urge his beliminis kietzvem ematirim leklal yadei hadocha kimin shein darach aladich. So, but similarly, obviously, you know, you can't say, well, I'm going to be matir my pickles by washing them off. You don't normally wash off pickles. So you're back to the problem that Chazal would not allow you to rely on that because you're afraid you're going to forget. The same thing with this, something they used to preserve lemons. So again, there wasn't so much of the derech was to do that, to wash it off. Okay, so we said if a person washes it off three times before Pesach, then we're noyeg la'achol. Kana Pesach, no, avotecha Pesach, and the Shoshah, you can't do this during Pesach. Yeah. But yeah, we would rely on it. So what's the shakot over here? Like why chachila don't do it during Pesach? But yeah, but you do during Pesach because it's mutter. This is not your. It's not a din bittel over here. It's a din we're removing any chashash for chametz because of the rinsing off, rinsing, rubbing, etc. Because any chashash for chametz is because the chametz was embedded into the food. So I wash everything off with so it's mutter.
You're saying Bittel didn't do that already because of what reason?
It's there in front of you. Bittel alone wouldn't work for us because when it comes to Pesach, it's because of an ear. If it's just Tom, so Tom is not because of an ear. But if it's actual item, the actual foodstuff of Chometz is there, so it is because of an ear. So our Cheshash is that there's some kernels of wheat, there's kernels of Chometz in there. So we're dealing with a chashash of that some which that wouldn't sell. Pesach it would be chazav an ear. Again, that's also you know. So you say, well, we have some of this room, this ground, some echo, but yeah. Okay, I think that's where we're at, right? In the chaver. Okay. Karkashos were like the intestines, like the kishka. I'm a chon a kishka, yeah? So kishka is, our mind picture kishka is stuffing or for a cholent or, you know, some type of a vegetable cocoa. Kishka in those days was kishka. You took the intestines and they used it and they'd fill it up with this dough, the mass, and they put it in with the food and let it cook. That was kish. So I think it's what karkashos are. We could also use them to make sausages. You could also use them to make, I mean, that's what they did. They used the tubing of the intestine as a casement to put in these various different meat mixtures, and then let it sit, and as it would sit, it would dry out, it would cure together, and you'd have your salami, or Right? So that was Karka Shos did for us. How they make salami once upon a time? They ground up meat together with all of the junk that they could come up with, and they put it inside a tube, a casing. What was the casing? So nowadays they use a plastic casing. Why do they use a casing? 20 years ago they didn't have plastic casings. They use intestines. They took the kishas out of the animal. They'd fill it up with this meat mixture. And as the meat mixture dries out, it lets it hang and sit. It's very salty, etc. It dries out, so it also hardens into one mass, and that's how you get your salami. Suppose it doesn't look like ground beef anymore, or ground bone and fat and everything else that they stick in there. Mekarkashos in Merla Dacha, but Ramos says in Merla Dacha. We don't rely on Hadacha but in the case of the Karkashos. So therefore, we'll see in the Shabur, are we talking about things which are normal, things which are not normal to wash off before you eat them normally? So obviously you can't rely on Hadacha because we said we don't rely on Hadacha because you're afraid you might forget to wash. But even things which are there was yes to wash before you wash them off before they ate them. So our problem over here is that there might be some salt which contains kernels of wheat, which are kernels of chametz, which are prohibited. This is a whole big mass of ground meat, etc. You're not going to find this. Check out that salt. Make sure that you're washing off, removes any chametz particles which are there. In the case before, it was only in the outer layer. So you wash it off and you rub it with your hands. You do a sheaf shuf and you can assume you got all the chametz off. How can you do it over here? I mean, you can't. It hardened to a mass. You can't check all of the potential salt / chametz inside. Therefore, we don't do it. Ficha ein lahashres hatzavoches hayaveshes. So tzavoches hayaveshes is another name for karkasha. So. They made it yevashos before Pesach. They didn't check the salt. So it's called Tavachos Yevashos. It's an old one. It's been there for a while. But, you know, Milan Farah means it was used in salt way back when without being checked before. Because who's thinking about checking salt? You're making the salami 9 months before Pesach. So they didn't check the salt. So, well, just soak it out now and get everything. It doesn't help. That becomes a problem. Okay, but b'di'evit, since we don't, again, these are things we don't have in front of us, a real bona fide, obvious concern, we're not aware of any real, we're not aware of this chametz in there. So it's all, we're saying theoretically, if there be chametz in there, be a problem, let's be worried about the possibility of this chametz in there, mix it with the salt, and therefore the food should be us. Okay, maybe, yeah, maybe no, but you know, but it's not a real, b'di'evit, they're not going to be machmer. Al v'shuman mehutach b'kli chametz, so it was heated up, fats which were heated up in the chametz and kekli, they absorbed flavor from the chametz and kekli. So those fats are also medina. If you weren't careful not to have any chametz involved in the process, that's also medina. Well, if you see how and they weren't careful not to let it happen that they should melt it. Which is a day where they all come. Okay, so to Mr. Baruch. Karkashos is a lemur, feeling yevashos, even the ones which are hard, the dachim adachim, which the normal was before you would eat them, you would rinse them off because they're so salty, they've hardened from all the salt, so it's a very powerful salty flavor. So they wash it off. Oh, you wash it off, now you can maybe mutter. No, there's little particles of meat inside, and you didn't check the salt which you put in. What does it help you? You're washing up the outside, all of the internal potential chametz which is inside. Uh, tells us Afilo Lo Nitan Shum Besar. He's even told me he didn't add garlic. Which makes it, the garlic would clearly make it into Dover Yovish, Dover Chorif. But that's even without that point, the issue is that there's potentially something mixed in over there. I have no idea what it is. So, Gvina maybe was, when they made cheese, if they wanted it to last a very long time, they would brine it. After they make the cheese, they would take it and soak it in brine, and that would also cause it to be preserved. So the cheese, which is, that's why you get a rind in your cheese. There's a rind on the outside of the cheese that comes from the brining process. They brine it in a big vat of salty salt water. So that, because it's salty on the outside like that, they wash it off beforehand. So it's derech b'hadocha. It's normal to do hadocha. So normal to do hadocha, see, then you're allowed to rely on hadocha. So the Mishabur, no, because we're afraid that besides the salt which is used later on to brine it, there's salt in the cheese making process. And that salt which you use in the cheese making process, you didn't check. So we're afraid that there's a crumb of crumbs which got mixed in, and now it's encased inside the cheese. So washing is not going to help you. Shema yesh ksas perer besochet. Perer means a little broken off piece of chametz in there. There he says the person shouldn't be mashra tvachos hayaveshes. Haino hach the karkasha, that's the case of the contestants. Karn tivchaya. They karn tivchaya. Kaso karn, imhoya toli abosar yovish techacheder. If the salamis were hanging from the rafters in this room, shemenailin shom kemach, which they were sifting flour there. Well, my honey, hadocha, washing doesn't help. Adarabah, yedei hadocha, humistabik, v'nasa peruri, botzek, dakin, ba'oid, v'nidokim, abasar. A certain amount of flour becomes airborne and settles on the outside of the salamis. He says, now when you wash it off, we're afraid, there's cracks and there's crevices there, so little pieces, the particles of the chametz will not wash off. And not but while you're washing them, you're adding water to your flour and making chametz. So we don't do the process of the sifting process of the flour for Pesach near where food or drink is, or Kalim Shabbos, even near Kalim or Pesach. Because of this concern, what's the place? Thank you. Malkum is over a place where these airborne particles of the flour could possibly reach. If you go to it's a simple thought process. You go to a matzah baking factory, so they grind their own wheat. They get the kernels, the special fields out in the which they have mashgichim, which already are watching the process of the fields. Shouldn't be too alkali, shouldn't be too acidic. The pH level might change its speed and that it comes chametz, and they harvest it before it's fully ripe, because as long as it's on the stalk and it's still growing, water doesn't make it chametz. Once it's fully grown, it stopped growing totally, it's not going to get any bigger. We hold it even on the stalk, where if it gets wet, it can become chametz. So they harvest it a little bit early, etc., and they heat it, they roast it up, and they shouldn't rot. And they store it. and then they grind as needed a certain amount, you know, for each day. Well, it's just, you don't put your mills that you grind near where you're baking your matzahs. That's all you need is airborne particles of flour to land on your matzah. Every shemak ben gebrochs in that situation. So it's separate buildings or separate, you know, clearly separate area, you know, distinct and distant areas from each other. In the case where it could reach it, it would be a problem. If we'd be worried about the possibility that there's actual airborne particles of flour, which is unused flour, which has landed on outside of my matzahs, I shouldn't be mixing my matzahs with water and making chometz. Right? So we try and keep them as distant as possible. And I know the Satmar Matzah Bakery is actually in two different buildings. One building, once did a tour of the matzah bakery over there. One building is, they have their little mills going, they do small amounts at a time. That's a totally separate building. You leave that building, you walk out, they go to a different building down the block, and that's where they bake. Two separate things. So we're holding my Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nundal, Bidi Evid, and Lahachmer. Tomorrow night is a regular night.